In this week's editorial from America Magazine, Associate Editor Jesuit Father Joseph O'Hare reflects on a recent visit to the U.S. by the President of Iran.
The visit of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the President of Iran, to the United Nations General Assembly in New York presented a sad series of missed opportunities. The chance to challenge Mr. Ahmadinejad's provocative opinions was lost in a barrage of personal insults and demonstrations. The invitation extended to the Iranian president to address the School of International and Public Affairs at Columbia University, despite public protests, was actually in the best tradition of university life, where the opportunity to hear unpopular viewpoints and challenge them is protected by academic freedom. Unfortunately, the president of Columbia, Lee C. Ballinger, chose to open the proceedings by calling the Iranian president a petty and cruel dictator who would not have the intellectual courage to answer searching questions about his interpretation of the history of the Holocaust and Iran's right to develop nuclear power. Some of the Iranian president's comments at Columbia, like his denial that there are any homosexuals in Iran, lived up or down to expectations. Nonetheless, he did point out the moral ambiguity of the U.S. position on nuclear arms. The meeting of Mr. Ahmadinejad later in the week with an interfaith panel of Christian leaders was free of the personal rancor that soured his appearance at Columbia University. The meeting aspired, in the words of one participant, to explore the common moral heritage shared by Christians and Muslims. If multi-party talks can succeed with North Korea, might not constructive engagement and negotiation succeed with Iran as well? This is Father Joseph O'Hare of America Magazine.